Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. If you've missed any of the shows, you can go back and listen to the archives. I had a great conversation last week with Jason Wright about some horror films. He's done some films that, well, he's working on some right now to expand them, like Torture and Demon Mist. Definitely for the horror genre, and he's also looking for zombies worldwide for his new film, Contamination. You can go back and listen to that particular episode of the show and find out more about that. I've also interviewed Doug Klausner of Brilliant Mistakes, Rough Winds, and many other great films. I've had a lot of different types of people on this show. I interviewed Michael Dugan about Raging Hormones. I've interviewed Edith Seboula about Rue Mandar, a lot of great people on recently. Well, today I have Yvonne McCormick-Lyons, the founder and president of Women's International Film and Arts Festival, and I do think I have her on the line. Let me see here. Yvonne, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you? Great.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm going to dive right in here and talk about the festival. What inspired you to start the festival back in 2006?
Oh, my goodness. Such a great question. There were a couple of things that happened, were happening to me on a personal level. I had lost my sister, she had just turned 50 had developed epilepsy later in her life and had a seizure, and she was alone by herself, and it was a few days later that they found her. I really started to think about what I was doing. I came back to Florida and after the funeral, and my trainer, he wasn't my trainer, but he was one of the trainers at the gym that I used to attend. A few days later, after I returned, he was 23 years old, and he had a car accident, he passed away as well. And I guess I just started to think about these younger people who were leaving us, and I started to just think about what it is that I was doing, and I liked my job. I didn't love it, but I liked it, and I felt it was really important to do something that I was passionate about, because, you know, in terms of living for today, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and I think I was just naive that, you know, it's our elders, it's the old people who pass away, but it's not. People of all ages are passing away every day, and I don't mean to start on a morbid note, but it really did give me a lesson in terms of living life to its fullest and doing things that are important and trying to make a difference in this world. And my background had been in television production and journalism, and I started to think about what it is that I wanted to do. And at the time, I was in the process of working on a documentary film, and I was thinking about how would I get it out. And I started doing some research and found out that the women's role or the women's contribution in the film industry is really, really low. Our numbers are very low in terms of the proportion of women who are out there producing films, producing, just out there producing and as directors, and our opportunities are very, very low in comparison. So I said, let's do something about this. Let's find and ways that we can promote women and support women and empower our voices and give us the opportunity as well to contribute to this multi-billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm. So you
and
tell
so
me about how it started.
You know, and that's basically how it started. It started with, you know, just an idea, and other people were like, you know, Yvonne, that's a great idea. I think you should do this. And I ended up getting a lot of support from people in the industry, from people who I think just understood the vision and wanted to see that it was successful.
Mm-hmm. And this is the ninth year. Tell me about some of the highlights for this year.
Well, yes, it's the ninth year. I'm just so thankful that we've been able to keep going and grow, even during, you know, there were, as you guys, everybody knows, there was the economic recession, and we were wondering whether or not we'd be able to continue. But for 2014, to answer your question directly, one of the things that's exciting to me is we are doing a conference.
And we've always done a couple of workshops throughout the festival, but this year in particular, we've had a lot of requests from the filmmakers who have attended from around the world asking for ways to collaborate and, you know, opportunities for their artistic and business development because, you know, the filmmaking industry is a business as much as it is an art. Our conference is called Real Art, R-E-E-L, Art, Real Business, and we have people coming in to provide workshops to participants, whether they're filmmakers or here and having their films as part of the festival, or anybody that wants to come and participate in the workshop. So it's open to everybody, male, female, student, emerging filmmaker, somebody who is a veteran, anybody who's interested in developing their skills or even meeting some of the people we have coming in. So that's what I'm excited about. So, for example, one of the people that's coming in is Ruth Carter. Ruth is an Academy Award-nominated wardrobe designer, and she was actually the designer for the Lee Daniels, The Butler. So she there's an interview I saw online when she was talking about her working with Oprah, you know, for the role that she did for that particular movie. So she's done Amistad. She's done a lot of wonderful movies and a lot of television in terms of wardrobe design. So she's going to be coming and giving a workshop in terms of how to, for people who might be interested in getting in that industry. I know there's a lot of people who are interested in fashion, and of course, if they're interested in maybe taking another look at other opportunities in terms of being in the fashion industry, wardrobe is definitely one of them. And every film needs to have someone who's taking a look at the costume design and looking at how the costumes actually affect the look of your film. So I think whether you're interested in just fashion design or whether you're interested in the filmmaking process, I think, you know, Ruth's presence is going to be wonderful. So we're really excited about her coming. And, you know, the response we got was, oh, she's thrilled to come and can't wait to be here to participate. So we're really, really excited about her participation. So that's just one person. We have another person by the name of Clark Johnson. He's a filmmaker. He's a director. He's coming in from L.A. as well. He directed the film The Sentinel with Eva Longoria and Michael Douglas. And he also directed the film SWAT with LL Cool J and Samuel L. Jackson. So he's worked with a lot of really, really great Academy Awards, huge A-list celebrities. And he's also an actor himself. He's working with a show that's being done with Amazon.com. It's an online show. And he's got the expertise of being an actor and also being a director, so working on both sides of the camera. So he's coming to do a workshop on directing, and he's shot some images for a film that he's doing with his mother, who has a charity in Africa. So he's working with us on that as well. So he's going to be talking about that charity, talking about, you know, the documentary filmmaking process and just how it is to work in Hollywood and working with these, you know, A-list mega stars. So that's just two of our conference participants. So we're really, really excited about that. We have about 10 workshops altogether over the course of the 5 days.
Great. And tell me about some of the films that you have coming in. You have over 50 films, and it kicks off with Green Card Warriors. Tell me about the film and why you chose that one as the opener. Lots to talk about.
Well, yeah. You know, 50 films, we're always just amazed, and I'm always humbled that we put out a call for films every year, and we average between 300 and 400 that come in that we go through, and it really, really is. It's the best part, but at the same time, for me, it's a difficult process because, you know, every time you put a DVD in the player, you know, you're just hoping that the film is fantastic and you want to include it at a festival because we know that filmmakers, just like anybody who's done any type of creative work, you know, you put your heart and your soul into it, right? And so we want all of the films to be good, but we know that we can't select them all. And so we typically choose the best 50. I think we've been able to do that this year. We've put together a wonderful crew of filmmakers, people in the art, people from, you know, the women's issues programs and things like that, and we've put together a really nice selection. So Green Card Warriors is a film that actually debuted at the Latino Film Festival in L.A., and it won the director, Miriam Krupshoop. She ended up winning the best director, and it just played mm-hmm. at a film festival in Washington, D.C., and it won the Audience Award as well. So it's picking up some great awards. It'll be the first time that the film has been screened in Florida, so we're really excited to have the Florida premiere. It's only the second time it's been screened on the East Coast at all. So it's really a treat for everyone concerned. So Green Card Warriors, it really is based on Marion's research. She had found out that there is a policy that was being considered where people who are undocumented could possibly could get their green card if they would serve in the U.S. Army. And so this particular story is if that were to happen. And in this particular story, it's a Latino family in L.A. that's undocumented. They're here working really hard, and their eldest son is being recruited by the U.S. government to become to serve in the Army. And in exchange, they were going to give the green card to their family. We chose the film because not only is it fabulously done, it's a dramatic film. It's dealing with, Vivica A. Fox is in it. Manny Perez is in it. Vivica Fox, of course, everybody knows she's from Curb Your Enthusiasm and, Kill Bill. And she's been with us a few times at the festival. We just seem to get a lot of films where she is acting in. She does a lot of independent films, which is really great for independent filmmakers to have somebody of her caliber participate in an indie project. And Manny Perez has been in Washington Heights. He's been in Bella. He's won an Alma Award for just his presence in terms of being a very strong, upcoming, Latin director. A Latin actor. So he plays the father in the film. And we thought of the film because not only, as I said, is it just done so well and has, these great actors in it, but it's also very topical, right? The whole idea of the immigration policy is something that's very much, on the agenda in terms of Washington, D.C. and politics. Of President Obama just spoke about it a couple weeks back at his address. So I just thought that it's very current. There's also some issues of gang activity in it, and basically what happens when parts of our, family, is gone. And so just because of the issues are very topical, particularly we're in South Florida, where we have a lot of, a large immigrant community, we thought it was something that everybody can relate to in one way, shape, or form. It's a multicultural cast. It is, as I said, it's got some great actors in it, and I just thought that what I also thought was that oftentimes when we think of female filmmakers, we think that, we are only doing, really soft-hearted films and chick flicks, quote-unquote chick flicks, but this is not a chick flick. This is not, one of those, romance. This is a hardcore film about a very topical issue that's going on in the United States at this moment. So it's not that it's a, it's just this very strong film, and I like to show films that people sometimes don't expect women to make. It's just a wonderful film. We're doing a red carpet on our opening night, March 26th, and we invite everybody to come out. It's, you're supporting women. You're letting women know that we believe in their opportunities or their ability to make fabulous films. And I say that when I was mentioning the numbers earlier, women only make up 8% of directors. And that's based on a study that was just released 2-3 weeks ago. They also say that women make, on average, $40,000 less than a man does for the same role, the same thing that he's doing in terms of filmmaking. So our numbers are very, very low. 19% of the producers of films are women. And I think that if it was almost any other category, we would be just appalled that, our numbers are so low. So, the festival is just about, really trying to provide a venue, providing opportunities, which is why I think the workshops and the conference is so great, because it's giving opportunities for people to come out and learn from some of the top people in the field in terms of, how to make the film. We have a woman coming in. She has her own production company in Los Angeles. Her name is Lisa Leyva, and she represents a number of films, including a film that's coming out in the next couple of months and, you know, with Colin Firth in it. And she's coming in, and Nicole Kidman, and she's coming in to talk about the entire process of putting together your idea and packaging it, because I really wanted us to explore the possibilities. So we have a lot of people coming talking about the creative part, but also that film is business. And we know that, right? Every Monday morning, you look into the news and it talks about how much money, right, was brought in over the weekend, how much money, you know, the first film was. And, you know, and when you think about that, you know, how much of it are women playing in terms of that revenue, in terms of participating in the process. And, I mean, and we all love movies, and we all just love to go see them. And we're just saying that women should be a little bit more than 8%, right?
Yeah, really.
In terms of our contributions. So it's something that obviously I'm very passionate about, and I know I could talk forever. So, but really, yeah, the festival is. And what's really wonderful, too, is, as I mentioned, that the films are coming in from all over the world, and the filmmakers are coming here from all over the world as well. So, you know, I've been sending out letters for people to get their visas to come here from Mexico and from Israel, and I mean just from all over. So, you know, it's kind of, I say, if you haven't had an opportunity to travel, it's a way to get around the world without leaving South Florida, or to come to South Florida if you have listeners who are listening from outside of the South Florida region. Come down. I mean, March is a great time to be in Florida. Right now I'm sitting outside in front of the river, and it's like, you know, 80 degrees and just enjoying the sunshine and enjoying. I've got a little bit of breeze coming off the river, and I know it's freezing in other parts of the country. So I always tell people to come down. You know, we have a girlfriend's getaway program where you can come and enjoy South Florida and get a pass to the festival and, you know, go to the beach and come out in the evenings and watch some wonderful, fabulous films and support women artists.
You've had some amazing guests through the years, like Halle Berry, Vivica A. Fox, Zoe Saldana. Who's coming this year that we should know about?
Well, yeah, we've just had some wonderful opportunities with some really wonderful people. So in addition to the people who we talked about, Manny Perez, of course, is coming in to walk the red carpet for the opening night. We're trying to find out whether or not Vivica can come back. We had rescheduled the festival to the end of the month, so she's checking on her schedule, so we're hoping that she's going to be able to do that. We have a couple of other celebrities who are coming for the red carpet who are local, who are coming to support us. So we're just really excited about both people who are behind the camera and in front of the camera who are coming. Big names who you may not know about, but they're very, very strong within the filmmaking community, and people who you know because you see them on TV, you know, all the time.
Well, tell me about Cecilia Peck, the award that you're giving to Cecilia Peck.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention Cecilia Peck. Thank you. So Cecilia Peck is one of the sweetest people I've ever spoken to. She is the daughter of Gregory Peck. And for those who might be a little bit younger, Gregory Peck is an Academy Award-winning actor. He's kind of a legend in the film industry. I am a personal – my husband and I were both, you know, those classic movie people, so we watch a lot of movies from the 40s and the 50s, you know, where there was like a lot of like really method acting and a lot of drama. So I just love that whole era. So most of us in school had to read that book, To Kill a Mockingbird. I know I had to. It was required reading in high school. So they had made a movie version of it. And I think it was in the late 50s, early 60s. And it was Gregory Peck played the lawyer who was trying the case. And so he won an Academy Award for that. So his daughter, Cecilia, is an actress as well, and she's been nominated for a Golden Globe Award for some of the roles and some of the things that she's done. But she's really gotten into documentary filmmaking, so she has, you know, taken up the whole idea of looking at issues that impact people around the world, and in particular women. So she directed a film called Brave Miss World, and it's a documentary film, and it's about the woman who was crowned Miss World in 1998. Her name was Lenore Arbogal, and Lenore was actually crowned Miss World in 1998, just 2 months after being violently raped in Italy. And she
And so the movie is really about her journey. It goes in and it talks about what happened to her. She was a model in Italy, and the person who was to help her get back to Israel for a family function actually raped her on the way to the airport. But what's so great about her is what she did was after a while, she realized that she had a voice, and also because she had a somewhat celebrity status as being in this world, that she wanted to see how she could help other women in similar conditions. So she ends up going around the world from the U.S. to Europe to South Africa to talk to women who have been raped and really give them an opportunity to speak about their issues. And many of the women and some of these women are very famous. Joan Collins, for example, is in the movie talking about what happened to her. But one of the issues that came out in the film is that women, you know, all of them are hurt in one way or another, but many of them wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't talk about it with their siblings, wouldn't talk about it with their parents, their mothers. There was this issue of shame. And so she realized that by talking about it, it was part of the healing process. So Cecilia Peck, what we're going to be doing is we're having a brunch with her. We have an awards brunch every year where we give out the best films for the festival. So she'll be joining us. We're also going to be giving her an award for her contribution to women's issues and for, you know, having that celebrity status and using it as a vehicle to address issues that impact us. So she'll be coming in. We're going to be having an intimate conversation with her about what it's like to be a woman in Hollywood, what it's like to be Gregory Peck's daughter, what it's like to be a filmmaker creating these films. After that, we're going to actually screen the film. So people will get a treat. They'll get a beautiful brunch. They'll get a chance to meet Cecilia, who's just so wonderful, and also get an opportunity to see the film. So it's a great afternoon, and we're really excited about that. And that's going to be on the last day of the festival, which is March 30th. So we're really excited about that. And I just love the fact that, people with her name are just so interested in participating and excited to be part of the festival. I'm really humbled by their support and their understanding the vision. And so I'm really, really humbled by that. And I think it's really a treat that we have women of this caliber that are willing to come in and to talk to us and to be part of the South Florida film community and the South Florida community overall. So we invite everybody to come down and, show Cecilia some love and let her know that we support what she's doing here in Florida.
And you have an important mission not only to educate people about the film industry and what's going on with women, but also to help younger girls with your Real Girl, Real Women program. Tell me about that and also about how you're helping women around the world.
Well, thank you. One of the things that we say with the film festival is that it's in addition to it, showcasing wonderful films made by women, I think part of the issue that because it's a women's film festival, a good portion of our films come in that are dealing with women's issues. So what we do is on a quarterly basis, we'll do, part of what we are calling our Women's Institute, where we do these very important films and we bring in panelists and we look at how we can make change in the world. So for example, one of the films that we did was called The Whistleblower. It was another wonderful film, dramatic film with Academy Award winner Vanessa Graves and Rachel Weisz, both wonderful actors. And we did a screening of that film, and it was really, the film was about human trafficking, and we brought in people. We brought in somebody from the FBI and somebody from Homeland Security and somebody from, the local human trafficking unit of the police force, and we talked about what was happening here in our communities because we always think these things happen, far away. And one of the things that they had mentioned was that the South Florida community is often one of the top places in the country for this kind of activity, and it's because we have these major events. We are a tourist destination, and so when these huge events come here, people, use it as an opportunity to do illegal activity sometimes, and one of the things that happens is human trafficking. So we use the festival also as a way to address issues that impact women, and in the case of human trafficking, it's boys and girls, so it's not just a woman's issue, but we use it as a way to bring issues to the table as well. So the Real Girls, Real Women, so Real Girls is R-E-E-L, R-E-A-L women, so it's Real Girls, Real Women. And the program was based on a study that was done several years ago by the Association of University Women. And the study revealed that girls lose their self-esteem when they reach that tween age. And it's not because of boys or of bullying or what's going on in their schools that you might think, but a lot of it is because girls start to pay more attention to the media, and they're starting to compare themselves to the images that are out there. And I think at that age, they're not realizing that, you know, they look at a picture in a magazine and, you know, the woman's been, or the picture's been photoshopped.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the model is not always exactly perfect. She might have a pimple or two or something like that, and that the Photoshop goes over and they take care of the imperfections, and young girls are not necessarily aware of that. Or, you know, they look and the models are super, super thin, and, you know, the girls, you know, are not as thin, and so they think that they don't measure up, or, you know, their hair isn't as perfect as what the models, you know, have, not realizing, of course, that there's a whole, you know, for a model to get up on a cover of a magazine or in a commercial, I mean, she's had the whole day of prepping, right? And she's had a, you know, she's had probably mm-hmm. a fitness, you know, that's with her every day for her to work out. And she's got, you know, makeup artist and hairstylist and, you know, maybe 10 people around her all day. And then even if it's not, and then after that, if the shot isn't perfect, you know, the computers will take care of the rest, and they'll, you know, pull her ears back or you know, as I said, cover any type of imperfections on her face. So what we do with the program, which I'm really excited about, is we talk to the girls about the images and how those images are created, and we explain all this to them. And we talk to them about how they're beautiful just the way they are. They don't need to look like the, you know, Madison Avenue idea of what beauty is, mm-hmm. and that they're beautiful just the way they are. And then empowered with that information, then we give them a camera and say, hey, let's make a film, and what is it that's important to you? And we go through the process of what it takes to actually make a commercial or to make a film, and we take them through the entire process so that maybe we are, by the time it's done, instilling maybe some sort of idea that maybe, hey, maybe I can be part of this industry because I said our numbers are so low. So maybe this might give them an idea that, hey, maybe I could become a filmmaker too. Or maybe, or at minimum, they understand the process of imagery on television, and that, you know, oftentimes the images of women are less than perfect, or as a study revealed a couple of weeks ago, that women and girls actually are 38% of the time when they're shown in a sexualized manner, whereas boys mm-hmm. are only shown 6.8% of the time. 6% of the time in a sexualized manner. So we talk to them about all of that so that they can be healthy media consumers.
Mm-hmm. And your success with this festival has led you to developing programs in other countries, and I'm sure that's part of how you're helping other women worldwide. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm really excited to say that we just got back from Medellin, Colombia, and I'm going to say it the way that people in Medellin, say Medellin, Colombia. They don't say Medellin. I was really excited to go. We presented our first South American version of the Women's International Film Festival there, and we were working with city's mayor's office. There's a commission for women in the mayor's office, and she just, you know, when she came here twice, and we met with other representatives from Medellin, and we spoke about the development of a festival there. We talked about the need for festivals around the world that are supporting women. We talked about issues that are impacting women. They were concerned about the fact that the way the city is structured, a lot of the people who are, you know, poor, if you will, they tend to live on the outskirts of the city, so we wanted to make sure that women who lived on the outskirts would be able to see some of the films and participate in some of the programs that we were doing. So we were able to take the films not only into the major center, but we were able to go to, you know, some of the libraries out in the outskirts. The city is just
really, really one of the most, I mean, it last year, 2013, it won one of the most innovative, I think it was the most innovative city in the world in terms of what they're trying to do to reach to their, reach to all of their constituents. Historically, we know that the city was probably prior to this known for drug activity, and part of the reason was that they had such a large number of people who were very poor, and that was how they were able to survive. And so the drug cartels were able to take advantage of the people who were poor and provide them with work. And now that the cartel is broken, they understand that they need to replace that need. They need to replace, you know, the drug cartels with something positive and providing opportunities for the people who live on the outskirts. So this is one of, I mean, they've created such, you know, transportation. They've created libraries out there and just opportunities for people to become part of the larger economy. And we were just so thrilled that they invited us and we were able to participate in that process by, you know, doing a panel discussion out there and actually being part of the festival, bringing the festival to that part of the city as well. So we were there. We were actually invited a few years back to Liverpool as well, Liverpool, England.
Mm-hmm.
They were the European capital of culture for that year, and I didn't realize this, but every year in Europe there's a different city that's named as the European capital of culture, and then they do a whole year worth of cultural activities. So we were invited to participate in that. It was wonderful because the year was kicked off, if you remember, the Liverpool is where the Beatles are from. So
the
capital. So it kicked off with this great ceremony with Ringo Starr, the drummer of the Beatles, and then it ended with a huge concert with Paul McCartney at the end of the year. And we were there in October of that year. So we've you know, really, really, really excited about the fact that the festival's been invited to different parts of the world. Do the same thing. We make sure that we do a panel that addresses an issue dealing with an issue that's pertinent to that community, and you know, again, providing opportunities for women's films and women's empowerment around the world. And then I often get invited to speak at events as well, really just championing the issue of you know, the need for women to be behind the camera, not only in film but in media generally. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the number that I just said, that 38% of girls or girls are shown 38% of the time in a sexualized manner, I mean, I think it's just atrocious that this is how our girls are being presented and compared to boys at 6%. I mean, boys or girls should not be presented in a sexualized manner at a young age. I mean, but I think that's because our numbers behind the camera, and that is where the control is, are so low in the industry. And so I think that if one of the things that they noted in the study is that when women are behind the camera, we tend to have more roles, more speaking roles, more positive roles, and more roles overall. So it's important for us to understand the power of the media. And particularly now with our young children where they're consuming media more and more every day, because before, remember, it was just basically television, you know, and maybe magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, it's the Internet that they all have access to, and they're on their phones. I know I have a 13-year-old son, and he's, like, constantly got his head in his phone or on his iPad. So they're consuming, you know, it's like, hello,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to
you.
So I think that they're spending so much more time, and it's important for us to, you know, of course, for all parents to monitor as best as we can. It's hard to do that when their heads are in the phone, you know, 18 hours of the day,
mm-hmm.
but to monitor as much as we can. But certainly if we can have people who are actually – like women who are actually preparing and producing some of the content, I think it will definitely make a difference.
Mm-hmm. We're almost running out of time, believe it or not. We've gone through a lot of material all at once. But I know you're involved in so many things, and you have your own blog site, and you have your own little online TV real moments that you do. Are there some websites that you want to throw out there so people can check all that stuff out for you?
Yes. So we have
the Women's Film Fest right now is really great because it's listing all the films and all of the programs. We're having a little black dress party, which is our way of closing out the film festival every year. And, of course, the little black dress, for those of you who might not be aware, came out of a film that was Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn. And so after that film, it's like every woman has to have a little black dress in her wardrobe. So we're doing this whole day, which is about film and fashion, and that's on Saturday, March 30th. So we're showing a couple of films dealing with fashion, one called Versailles 73 that kicked off at the Cannes Film Festival in Europe, in Cannes, France, last year, and it's just been getting accolades from around the world, actually. She just got back from a festival in the Middle East. So that's the womensfilmfest.com. Take a look at all of the events. Come on out if you can check out one film, or if you can want to come and if you want to get a pass, it's all there, or if you just want to come for the brunch with Cecilia. We really were looking to find different programs, something for everybody, whether you're younger or older, whether you're into dramatic films or whether you're into documentaries or whether you're into short comedies, you name it, we have it. My blog is called filmfestdiva.com. And basically, I talk about these issues, as you know, because I'm very passionate about the images of women in the media and women having more control over the media. And I did want to say this before I forget, that we're inviting men as well. I don't want people to think that, you know, this is a festival just for women. You know, I am not, you know, I'm married and my husband comes. So we're expecting, you know, I don't want there to be the impression that there's anything, you know, it's really just about providing films for women, and we expect and hope that our men will be with us to join us, whether it be, you know, you have a son or whether it be your boyfriend or your father or your husband, bring him along. I know that he's going to enjoy the films just as well and enjoy the festival just as well. So I don't want there to be the idea that we're excluding anybody at all. And then I do my Real Moments, R-E-E-L Moments, where it's a television show, it's a web show that I do in partnership with PBS.org. And basically we take a look at what's going on in the film industry. And originally it was intended to be, you know, a show about emerging filmmakers and women in film, but it's just grown into so much more because then I get called and asked to do, talk with people from, you know, and interview people from all over the industry, both emerging and, A-list celebrities. So it's a little bit of everything. Again, I'm addressing issues. I'm also looking at the latest films that are coming out. And it's just an opportunity to take a look at what's going on, particularly in the South Florida community as well with the film industry. I'm excited about that. I love that. I love doing that show. And they've done all kinds of interesting things.
How do we
the show
find
is
the show?
On the website, filmfestiva.com, and it's also on, it's part of PBS.org's, UView.org, which is part of the local PBS website. And just click on that and look, and search Real Moments, R-E-E-L Moments.
Okay, great. Now, do you have a personal website also for yourself or a Facebook that you want to give out?
Yeah, so our Facebook is facebook.com, the Women's Film Fest, my personal site is filmfestdiva.com. It's the same thing on Facebook. Facebook is Facebook/ the Film Festival Diva, I think those are the main two sites, womensfilmfest.com, and we also have a YouTube channel, and I think those are the best sites and tickets. All the latest information is on there. The festival is not just during those 5 days, but as I mentioned, we do events all year round. So you can also sign up to be on. You can also sign up to be on our mailing list to get all of the latest events. There's a link on the website, and if you don't find it, then just email us directly at info@womensfilmfest.com, and we'll make sure that you get on the list. And that way you can be kept abreast of any of the events that we're doing. So whether, like last year, Halle Berry's coming through, you know, we call the, if you get on the list, it's kind of the inside information, because what we do is we send the information out to our list first so that our people who have been supporters of the festival can get an opportunity to, you know, get their seat or get their ticket first. And oftentimes we do these free screenings almost once a month. So we like our people to get the first opportunity. So it's a great opportunity to sign up because you get the kind of the inside information. So info@womensfilmfest.com will get you on the list and get and you know get to come to the events many times free of charge. Like the event that we did with Hallie, it was free. You know, just she was awesome. She came with Morris Chestnut, and so there's lots of opportunities. So yeah, we just invite everybody to be part of the WIF family.
Okay. Well, thank you, Yvonne, for coming on the show today. I know it was
thank
a lot
you.
To get out all at once.
Yeah, but, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on, but I know that the Academy Awards are tonight, so to me this is an exciting time. And yeah, so we're actually doing
a chat
party.
Back.
So
yeah, I'll have to bring you back on
at
another
time. About what happened. Yeah. And we're doing a chat party tonight, go on our Facebook and we'll learn more about we're doing a chat for the Academy Awards. So the hashtag is /WIF for Twitter, and so we'll just go onto the Facebook page and learn more about how you can be part of that chat party tonight for the Academy Awards.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you, Rachel.
I'll talk to you soon.
I just enjoyed this so much. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was a great chat with Yvonne. And check out her Women's International Film and Arts Festival. It's running March 26th through 30th. It was originally earlier, and they had to move it, like she said. But you can go to the website. Again, it's womensfilmfest.com, and you can find out all the many different activities and films that are showing and sign up for those as well. And like she said, go on her Facebook page. She has an Oscar chat going on tonight. You can get on the list for anything that's happening, any free events, get the sneak peek at different things. And you can go there and walk the pink carpet, as she calls it. Okay, like I said earlier in the program, I have a whole ton of archives that you can listen to if you haven't listened to all the many different film directors and writers and different people in the film industry that I've interviewed. And also, please go on to my Facebook page, which is Indie Streak, just like the show. And please like the page because I have information on events and upcoming things on there. In addition, I have a website called Independent Streak, S-T-R-E-A-K, .ning.com. It's an online website about the film industry and also a social networking portal. Right now, the membership is closed, but you can go on and you can still contact all the film directors, et cetera, that are on there from around the world. And I have information updated pretty much daily about local events, specifically in Florida, and also things around the world as well go on there in addition to that. So if you have any film news that you want me to put up on the website, please contact me. My email address is ravenprods@yahoo.com. That's ravenprods @yahoo.com, like Raven Productions. And in addition, if you're a filmmaker who wants to come on the show, I'm always looking for more filmmakers to come on or someone in the film industry, screenwriter, et cetera, just email me at the same address, ravenprods@yahoo.com. There's a lot of great things coming up in the Miami area, which are on the independentstreak.ning.com website, like Robert Redford is coming into town in Miami. Also, the Housewives of Orange County are coming to Deerfield Beach on Tuesday. And, of course, tonight at Cinema Paradiso, it's Oscar night, and they're going to be showing the Oscars. They're going to have a red carpet. They're going to have a contest for best dressed. There's going to be food. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to go out to there, but I don't think I'm going to make it probably. But you may see me there. And that's about it. There's a lot of stuff coming up. And as things come along, I put them on that website. So please just let me know if you have anything going on. I will be putting additional information about the Women's International Film and Arts Festival as it gets closer up on the site. And hopefully I can get out there this year and be a part of it as well. So I will let you know about that. Okay, guys, I will be back next week, next Sunday, 1 o'clock, same time, same channel, and I will talk to you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.